Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, experience is good. I don't know how much experience is, you know, beneficial. You can ask the Buffalo Bills how important Super Bowl experience is. But I think the biggest thing is just having confidence to play. And, you know, when our guys are playing their best, they should have a lot of confidence.
Chris Knobloch, head coach of the Oilers last year. He said that before their first final, saying, like, experience doesn't matter. Look at the Bills. They had experience and they lost. Well, now he's lost two, which I think makes his point still correct. Like, now we have experience. We lost it without, we lost it with experience. So he kind of, you know, brought up the Bills. Ryan Miller tweeted about the Bills. That Ryan Miller?
Future Sabres GM Ryan Miller.
I was going to say, let me tweet back at him. Do you want the Sabres GM job? He responded to Ryan Whitney of Spittin' Chicklets, was talking about like the pain of losing back-to-back for Edmonton, and he played for the Oilers. Oilers, basically, like he lives and dies Oilers, right? So, all right, he's talking about the Bills and the 90s Bills, which, by the way, today's also the anniversary of No Goal, if you want that.
Yes, it is. No Goal.
Could I offer up...
26 years.
This is the kind of thing that lifelong Buffalo fans have to answer this question, because I can't, because I am not a lifelong Buffalo fan. I was not rooting for the Bills during the 90s. You're not old enough.
Nope.
Okay, so question for 90s Bills fans and anybody that's been through it, because I know we want them to win a Super Bowl, and they might this year. That'd be pretty great. Whenever I see these miserable sports cities indexes, which this is the time of year, right?
Yeah.
A month before training camp, you're going to get every list you can. And I see Buffalo as like the third most miserable fan base. I think, no, we're not. Not at all right now. And I know we're, you know, the Sabres are there. But
sure. Like for them, you know.
Is anyone else?
Number one.
I guess I can't even say is anyone else. Because again, I don't have the context of the 90s losses there. But you're someone that's lived through it. If you're in the chat, if you want to call us, whatever. Does anybody feel a little less of it now because life is good? Life is good. The Bills are good. Life is good. It doesn't undo it. You'd love to have a Super Bowl. You want to win one. Maybe winning one kind of removes the Bills from having their identity be when a team loses back-to-back championships. It's, oh, you're on your way to be in the Bills, halfway to be in the Bills. Am I nuts? I just feel like even if I had gone through that, I do not consider this a miserable sports city really at all. We're mad at the Sabres.
Yep.
With good reason.
Yep.
But past that, I do not think this place is a miserable sports town of people that say, woe is me. I know that there are some.
No, I mean,
but life is so good right now if you're a Bills fan.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you get as much obviously, as you used to, of an assumption that everything is going to go wrong, right? Like, there's more of a belief, I think, in what they're doing now and Allen that is the belief enough that people still believe they're going to win it someday? Like, a confidence that one of these years he's going to get the job done for them? Because, like, what the Bills more so were during the drought was, you know, oh, they're 3-0. You watch. 3-0, but yeah. You just wait. They're the Bills.
Everything was fake.
Everything was fake. Everything's going to go wrong because that's just how it goes. That's Buffalo. It's Billsy, right? I think they've shed that. Maybe there are still people out there that just don't really call us or tweet at us like this that are just expecting, like, oh, yeah, all this is just to lose to the Chiefs again.
Yeah, but even,
like,
that isn't that.
But I don't hear that guy as much as I did, nearly as much as I used to. So, like, I feel like the fan base is pretty optimistic and pretty positive on the football side.
Doesn't that guy have 1 week out of 52 a year where he can pop off?
Right.
The rest of the time, and maybe it's like a month because you got to get over these AFC Championship game losses and divisional round losses. So maybe it's a month.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to the offseason and it's just like, all right, well, restock and reload and go with Josh Allen. Like, this is your life.
Right.
And it's not about, oh, man, here we go. Here comes the season. It's going to be, again, the hockey team's there. But
right.
But a lot of towns have.
It doesn't overvalue. It doesn't over you compensate for how good the Bills make people feel,
well,
I think.
That's just a normal life. A normal sports city life. Like, name a city.
Miami.
Miami. How's Miami's sports life? The Dolphins are competitive.
Oh, wait, are we counting the Panthers, though?
The Panthers won. No,
right.
But this is part of my point. Normal sports existence is some of your teams are good and some of your teams aren't.
Right.
That's normal.
Right. Like, if you're a Panthers and a Dolphins fan, I know the Dolphins aren't maybe as bad as the Sabres are, but you're in love with your hockey team right now and you probably hate your football team or you're mad at your football
maybe.
Team.
Maybe they make the playoffs.
That's why, I mean, it's at least better than the Sabres, but you got to be mad at them.
Sure.
I mean,
let's go to Cleveland. How's Cleveland?
Oh,
well,
furious.
The Browns are a mess. The Cavs had an amazing season.
Right.
It's normal to have some ups and downs. We did have concurrent droughts with the Sabres and Bills where nobody was good or nobody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And to me, that was a time to be kind of miserable. And the Bills broke out of it, and we've been fine since. You have one good team and one bad team. I feel like that's most of sports life. How about Detroit? Wow, look at the Lions are good. How are the Tigers? How are the Red Wings?
And that took a minute. Detroit maybe, like you just mentioned, that overlap with the Bills and Sabres droughts. Detroit, I think, had like a 5-6 year period there where everyone was terrible. But no, right? Like, now the Lions are great. The Pistons are even good, and like the Red Wings kind of are average, and the Tigers are bad.
Yeah.
So like you have a couple of teams that aren't that good, and a couple of teams that are great. Like really. Other than I mentioned, Detroit had that for a couple years. Is there even a sports city where right now everything is terrible? Everything is terrible.
I would submit one. Yes, but they don't know it yet because they're holding on for dear life.
Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the Pirates are a disaster.
The Pirates,
The Steelers are the the posters of a cat holding onto a branch.
Yeah.
And
the penguins are over.
Senior citizens.
Yes.
All due respect. As I get older, approaching 50. All right, we'll get some calls on this.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's a good one. That's tough.
Pittsburgh is knocking on the door.
Yeah, they're in store, I think, for maybe a tough couple years.
Jordan in Wilmington. Hey, Jordan, good morning.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I agree. I definitely think it's the Bills' time where we're looking for things to find wrong, like the Cook situation or Dalton Kincaid's thigh. Little meaningless things that no one cares about. That we want to build up hype because we used to have Stephon Diggs and we used to have all this drama. Now we don't have nothing. It's like now Cook's coming back. We're like, oh crap, we just have Josh Allen. We got the best quarterback. So it's like now hopefully this means there's going to be an upward trend for the Sabres. And I don't know. I checked out of the Sabres a couple of years ago, and I mean I'm always checking back in the beginning of the season. This year I was out quarter of the season in, and I'm always refreshed, but. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. Thanks, Jordan. Yeah. Our big fights about the Bills, what are they really? It's should they pay the awesome running back or will they be awesome without him?
They're kind of niche debates.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
More than when people would go to war over what quarterback they wanted or whether the coach should be fired. Although we still have a little bit of that, but it was much more.
But if
on a daily basis, by the way, apologies to the Detroit Tigers who are in first place
in their
division.
But the point about the fights, like it used to be the GM would say, so and so's the coach, and if you don't like it, you can get out of town. And the famous fight that the GM and we had on the radio station was about the value of drafting wide receivers a little bit earlier. That was the big fight.
Right.
It was like, what was it really about?
Wanted a third-round receiver.
Admit it. Right. We were arguing about a fourth-round pick, right. Whether or not, from a salary cap standpoint, it would be more optimal. The point is, the arguments mid-season are like, what? And to that point, we kind of just get to have a good time September through January, knowing that they're probably going to make the playoffs. And then the stress arrives. The stress arrives for last year. When did the stress show up? Baltimore. Denver's a first-round playoff matchup. It should be okay here, and they womp Denver.
Yep.
And then Baltimore, it got real. The season didn't get real in terms of what you could lose until the divisional round.
Yeah, that's right. You know, a sign of that confidence and that optimism, I think you could actually look at that Denver game. That Denver game, they scored on their first drive a long touchdown to Troy Franklin. Were you nervous?
A little bit, because they never get beat over the top. Over the top again.
Okay. The Bills in the, 3 minutes left. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. The Bills have fourth down and one. There's three minutes left in the third quarter. Fourth and one with the ball. 13-7 is the lead. That's it.
Denver?
No, Bills. The Bills are up 6.
No, against Denver.
Against Denver, yes.
Yeah.
The you're almost at the end of the third quarter. You're only up 6 points. Did anybody in the world have any anxiety?
I don't even remember it.
You were a play away. You were a miracle touchdown to Ty Johnson away that Allen made. It's still one of the most incredible plays of the year.
Yeah,
you're his foot being an inch further back on the back of the end zone
from Broncos having
turnover
the ball.
On downs. Broncos have the ball with 1 quarter to play, down 6. Nobody in the stadium was nervous at all. I don't think. Maybe there were a couple out there. I had zero anxiety about that game.
Yeah.
So, but what is that? That's a playoff game. That's a good team. Just like, no, we're good. We're good here. I mean, back to the original part about the miserable point, like I just don't feel that on one side of it. And I think you kind of got to have both to some degree to label the whole city as being one of the most miserable in the U.S.
The Oilers get a second loss, and the Bills and Buffalo kind of catching strays. It is also, if you want this for you, like why are the Bills thought of as one of America's teams? Like people will root for the Bills if they get far. Why? There's no doubt the way they play. They like Josh Allen. There's no doubt that 4 Super Bowls is one of the reasons. There's no doubt about it at all. I'd like to see a place that got their heart broken a bunch of times get over. Right?
Yep.
So maybe it's tough to think about living through those, but I just don't think it's day-to-day life around here that, people are miserable. Happy anniversary, no goal. Anybody that was in the building want to
call? I mean, with the hockey team, it's up, so they're number one. Right? Like, if you just get, if you go team by team, like, a Sabre fan has his right to be as miserable as any fan in the entire sports universe right now.
That's probably right. 803-0550 on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.